following tale is based upon a true story. Gamers Behaving Badly, Episode 8. Empty Victory, Empty Pockets. When we last witnessed gamers behaving badly, our heroes fought and stealth their way through the giant's lair, triumphing over all they encountered, until they met up with Earl's rule-abusing, shadow-dancing giant, which slowly but surely took out each party member, one by one. Only Wasbandius remained. Using some crafty magic and lucky dice rolling, the fiendish and improbable combination of template and monster was slain. As Wasbandius began to distribute healing potions, a debate rose about whether to save Balder, as Jim was really only a temporary addition to the group. Saner heads, meaning only Jenny, prevailed, and Balder was saved. And sadly for Balder, in the subsequent encounter, he was slain. And with no additional healing to provide, Sam and Mike get their wish in seeing the supposedly XP-leeching character removed. The heroes proceed to finish their assault on the hill giant lair, finally coming upon the chief and his royal guard. A vicious battle ensued, with only the chief remaining. While Jim spends the evening home playing video games, the other players, along with their characters, close in for the kill.
Okay, the hill giant chief Rykor clutches his arm in pain from your arrow, but rather than attack, he flees from you. With several giant steps, he reaches the window in his great hall and leaps through.
In pursuit.
You reach the window and spot him right away. While you expected to see him upon a lower ledge, instead he sits astride a giant pet manticore. He barks an order and pulls on the reins, and the beast begins to fly away. Rykor laughs at your failure.
Damn it!
He won't be laughing for long. James will shoot another arrow. I got a 17 for another 11 points of damage.
You score a hit on the Valorikor, but he still lives and continues to laugh after giving a grunt of pain first.
I can't believe we're getting bested by the first officer of the Enterprise D.
Damn it, Sam.
Oh, cut Earl some slack on this. This Rykor doesn't even have a beard.
And his girlfriend was not a telepath. In fact, I'm not even sure she was very smart.
Yeah, maybe, but I bet he still walks like he's about to break down a door with his forehead.
Any spells you can hit the vile Rykor with, O wizard thief?
Well, let's revise that. Any useful spells left?
Hey, protection from normal missiles is useful, especially from rock-throwing giants.
Whatever helps you sleep at night, Jenny.
Damn, is the chief within jumping distance?
I'm not even going to justify that with an answer.
Well, that just sucks. Bastard got away. He should have stayed and fought.
You just slayed his royal guard, so no, he may be a dumb giant, but he's no fool.
The bad guys? They're not supposed to flee. That's not how it works.
Oh, they aren't. What page in the rulebook is that on again?
This Rykor is a coward, to be sure. We shall find this treacherous hill giant chief and slay him another day, then.
We'd better. With him escaping, we're only going to get half the experience points. But his loot should still be around. We're heading straight back to the treasure room.
Hold on, not yet. That room's not going anywhere. We still got some bad guys to take care of.
What? Who?
He's right. All the orc slaves we left behind in the other rooms. The ones we promised freedom to once the giants were taken care of.
You may have promised them freedom. I certainly didn't.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Me neither.
Wait, hold on. So you're telling me you're going to go back and kill a bunch of unarmed, captive, innocent orc slaves?
They're not innocent. They're orcs.
Yeah, by definition, they're already evil.
Good enough for me.
You, Baymark Volcare IV, supposedly a noble knight, is going to walk into a room where a bunch of captives, taken against their will...
Who helped you by pointing out the giant's secret treasure room.
That our thief missed.
Let's not get bogged down in the details here. Anyway, yes. Thank you, GM. The orcs who helped us find the secret treasure room, with the promise of freedom in exchange? You're going to kill those people?
Orcs.
Well, when you put it that way.
Thank you.
Wait, one of them was armed.
Nope, they weren't.
Yes, that one dude with the big knife.
It was a cleaver.
Ugh, he was the chef.
See, they weren't slaves. The giants would never take orcs captive and then arm them to make dinner.
Come to think of it, that chef did seem upset that we were in his kitchen.
Could it be maybe because you had a sword pointed at his head?
Nah, that couldn't be it.
Doesn't matter. You still promised them freedom.
Oh, they'll have freedom, all right. Freedom from their mortal coils. Off to the kitchen, GM.
You make your way back to the kitchen, past the dead bodies of several of the giants. You also pass the room where lies the now fully looted body of Balder, the holy man troubadour who helped save your sorry asses several times.
Hey, we've been through this before. Jim wasn't really going to be part of this group on a long-term basis. His character was a joke.
Oh yeah, that time he helped save all of us when we were getting killed by the shadow dancing giant was hilarious. And when he saved us before we even got into the giant's lair, a laugh riot.
Well, technically that was you.
Oh yeah.
And like I said, he was just going to be an XP leech anyway.
Hey Mike, way to metagame.
Anyway, as you pass, you notice several sacks and a few curiosities on the floor.
Curiosities? Like what?
Looks like maybe personal items, dolls, necklaces, and bands made of hider bone and such. There also appears to be a few scattered pans and utensils. And also a few gold coins.
Grabbing them.
These weren't here before.
Wouldn't worry about it.
Did I get all the coins?
Can we get to the kitchen? I need to bring some orcs to justice.
Freedom.
Whatever.
Did I get all the coins?
Yeah, do you want to do the dishes too?
Who gives a shit about the dishes? Wait, are they worth anything?
Okay, you enter the kitchen and it appears it's been ransacked. Whomever was here has taken most everything of value and left, and it appears in a hurry to boot.
Left?
Ha! Those chicken shit orcs knew we'd be coming back.
The cowards fled! Another justice to serve later!
Bummer. Oh well, nothing more here then? Okay, let's go to the treasure room.
You arrive at the secret treasure room the orcs pointed out to you.
Because our thief couldn't find it.
Really?
And the door is open. You cautiously move inside and find that it's completely empty, save for a few more coins scattered on the floor.
Grabbing them.
Wait, what?
The secret treasure room of the giants appears to be empty.
Empty?
Did I get the coins?
How is it empty?
Seriously?
Coins.
Yeah, how is it empty?
The orcs took it all.
The orcs?
Yeah, they left and took it with them.
Ha ha.
They left and they took it with them?
Hello, coins. Wait, what did you just say?
Yes, all the treasure is gone. And it appears the now former orc slaves have taken it all.
What the hell would orcs want with treasure?
Did you really just ask that question?
So everything is just gone then?
Except for the spare coins, which, yes, Mike, you got.
They can't leave. They were supposed to stay here so we could free them.
Kill them.
You said it, not me.
So let me get this straight. Rykor, the hill giant chief with the ridiculous name, the main guy we were supposed to kill, has escaped. His treasure hoard, which would have been our payment for elimination of said hill giant chief, has now been taken away by some orc slaves, which really weren't anything more than a stupid plot device!
Again, metagaming.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
You are such a dick.
Do we still get XP for the orcs?
The orcs were captive, held against their will. They were innocent.
I'm not following you.
Innocent orcs.
Still not getting it.
Gamers Behaving Badly stars Dan Repperger, Wayne Cole, Mikey Mason, Julie Hussey, and Scott Nelson. Written, produced, and edited by Chris Hussey.
Music provided by Dronolin's Tower. Sound effects courtesy of freesound.org and Sirenscape. the soundtrack to your gaming world.
Gamers Behaving Badly is an Are You Not Entertainment production. I'm Seneca Presley. For more episodes, production notes, and other fun, visit www.tabletellsseries.com.